For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. This is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They give expert advice on supplements. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Glenn Sabin and his successful cancer treatment story. Now, our guest today is Dr. William Pawlik. He is an MD with an additional education in acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnosis, and body work, and his specialty, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. And that's the subject for today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Pawlik.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I look forward to our chat.
Yes, and we're very interested in what you have to say. But before we get started on the pulsed electromagnetic field therapies, or PEMF, talk a little bit more about your background and how you switched gears in medicine with the focus that I just spoke about.
Well, it kind of really, in a sense, didn't switch gears. The whole process basically started because as a physician, I got frustrated often in managing pain in particular with conventional medical approaches. So I switched over to holistic medicine, and as part of holistic medicine, I began to realize that there was a breadth and width to what we could do that didn't exist in the conventional practice of medicine. And actually, if you're a conventional doctor, they kind of look down their noses, if you will, at anything that is not conventional. So conventional medicine basically kind of forces you into a certain way of practicing and thinking about health and the body and the alternatives, you know, the alternatives that you have for treatment. Conventional doctors rarely actually refer you to acupuncturists. They will almost never refer you to a chiropractor. They will almost never tell you to take supplements. They'd rather not deal with nutrition. So when you start to look outside the house of medicine, you start to say, well, okay, I have a problem that I can't really solve well with the tools that are available to me using conventional therapies, then what other tools are there that would work? And I began to search and began to look at magnets, because I actually learned and I studied acupuncture through a program at UCLA for physicians. And I discovered that was 1990 approximately. And in 1990, people didn't know acupuncture, didn't understand acupuncture, and they said, stay away from me with those needles. I mean, who likes needles after all? So I had to find other ways of doing acupuncture-like therapies without using needles. And I discovered that in the Orient, in the East, the Far East, they actually used magnets on acupuncture points. And so everything sort of blossomed from there. I began to use them more and more, began to look at the science, and then before long, devices from Europe, pulse electromagnetic field devices from Europe became available in the U.S. Started working with those, and a whole new horizon basically opened up to me on what you could do to help the body.
This is fascinating. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you mention magnets. We have not spoken about that on this show that much. I know it's been mentioned, and I've been a partner in three alternative medicine practices. And about 40 years ago, one of my partners, also an MD, was using magnets. And it was my introduction to the use of magnets. And it's just fascinating. It really is. And I'm very interested in the electromagnetic field therapy. So talk a little bit more about the PEMFs.
Yeah, and actually, when you talk about magnets, that's how I got started with magnetic therapy, is using regular, what we call static magnets, you know, the fixed magnets, like you see the fridge magnets.
Yes.
And there are therapeutic magnets as well that are fixed magnets as well. And scientifically, they're called static magnets. In other words, the magnetic field doesn't vary. It's just constant. But they had significant limitations to them. So as I began to study the science behind magnetic fields and how they affect biology, how they affect the body, how they're used, how they've been tested and researched, I began to discover that really they were very limiting and very limited in what they could do. And that's where the pulsed electromagnetic fields came in. The difference is that the pulsed magnetic fields are magnetic fields that are in motion. They're moving. Because they're pulsing, an electromagnetic device creates a magnetic field that then pulses in and out. It's like almost like sound or sound waves. And because they're in motion, they have a wavelength. And when they have a wavelength, then the wavelengths can be extraordinarily long, and they go all the way through the body. Static magnets don't, unless you have very expensive research-level magnets, which create a huge magnetic field. The Earth, by the way, is a big static magnet.
Yes.
Actually, it's a fairly dynamic magnet, but it's a huge static magnet. So we are completely bathed. We live, die, evolve. All of biology, all of life on this planet is conditioned by this huge magnet that's called the Earth.
Yes, that's a good reminder.
Right? So we're already using it. I mean, in fact, actually, you know, we're totally dependent on it. There's research going on between the Russians and NASA, what happens to people in space away from the Earth's magnetic field. The Earth's magnetic field, called the magnetosphere, is huge. It's huge. You have to get way beyond the poles, the magnetic attractions between the moon and the planet. You have to get even beyond that to finally be out in space away from any magnetic fields. And we discover certainly that the body doesn't do well in those circumstances.
Very interesting research, and it's interesting to tie that in with the importance of magnetic energy in the Earth and in space. So it is fascinating, and it's exciting. It's exciting for me that we're progressing into this area, particularly of the pulsed electromagnetic field therapies. So continue the discussion of the pulsing and what it does.
So because pulsed magnetic fields, because they pass in and out of the body, and they're very dynamic, in a sense, if you want to visualize it, a magnetic field passing in and out of the body is like the wind blowing in the trees. Okay, you either have a gentle breeze or you get a very strong wind. If it's too strong, a tornado, or a hurricane, then it can rip the branches off the tree. But most of the time, we don't use magnetic fields that are that powerful that will actually knock your socks off. But most magnetic fields are basically like the wind blowing in the trees. They jiggle the leaves, which is like jiggling the cells of the body. By doing that, they're creating energy in the body. When humans interact with plants, for example, the human magnetic field, and the body produces its own magnetic field, the human energy field interacts with the plant, and they feed off each other, and they amplify the energy patterns of each other. Well, an externally applied magnetic field passing through the body is interacting with the body's magnetic field, generating energy in the body, and then the body uses that energy to unstick whatever is stuck, to rebalance whatever is out of balance. So if there's a charge buildup on the outside of a cell because the cell is sick, it's damaged, it has an injury of some kind, then or it's been toxic, or it's been exposed to radiation or burned or, you know, trauma, hit with a hammer, et cetera. Then what will happen is that that magnetic field will interact with those tissues that need the energy and use that energy then to rebalance themselves and heal. As a result, you can basically then balance blood pressures. You can actually heal tissues. I've actually seen a thumb regenerate in a child using magnetic field energy.
That's fascinating. You know, I'm reminded, one of my colleagues, Robert Navio, who's an MD, PhD researcher, talks about the cell danger response to injury, and it gets stuck. And when you're talking about using pulsed magnetic fields to unstick, that came to my mind immediately, because one of the challenges that we have in non-traditional, functional, alternative complementary medicine is how to make these changes. And when you refer to the six cells, I think of that cell danger response where the cell actually locks itself and therefore is not as responsive as it should be. And it sounds to me that that's what you're talking about with the magnetic pulsing.
Exactly. Exactly. So by supplying the energy to the body, the cell can then use that added energy, because it got stuck in the first place because it didn't have enough energy to finish the job of rebalancing itself. When you have a cut, the area of the cut is basically damaged cells. Some of those cells are permanently damaged, and some of those cells are on the edges of the bad damage, the cut itself. And then some cells farther away are less damaged, and so on, until you finally get to the area of normal cells. When you apply a magnetic field, the cells that are not dead, because magnetic fields do not raise the dead, right? But they do help the cells that are on the edges of the dead cells to regenerate themselves and begin the healing process. So what you're doing then is you're stimulating the healing process, bridging the gap in the cut, so the cells can stick to each other and regenerate, develop new cells. So you can actually heal a wound in about half the time using pulse magnetic field stimulation than you would normally, because of the added energy the tissues have.
This is terrific, and we are going to carry this conversation forward in our next three segments. I'm sure we could use six segments to cover everything, but for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, trying to bring you a lot of good information each week and giving you tidbits of information, something you can use as soon as you listen to our experts that we interview. We are here every Sunday morning, and tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview regarding a successful cancer treatment story by Glenn Sabin. And our guest today is Dr. William Pollack. He's an MD with additional education in acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnosis, and body work, and one of his specialties, pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. And would you please, Dr. Pollack, give a little general summary in case someone has just joined us?
Sure. Not only am I a regular physician, I actually practice holistic medicine. But I'm an international expert on pulse magnetic fields. I've written books, interviewed on TV, supported research. I'm actually in the process right now of completing a book. It's actually at the publisher called all of a sudden I had a little block called Power Tools for Health.
Great.
This book should be out in June or July. And it's all about this topic. These are power tools.
Yes.
For health. I probably should pick up on a point that we were discussing before the break. And one way to visualize or conceptualize what magnetic fields do, you know, as a holistic physician, I prescribe nutrition, lifestyle changes, supplements all the time. I have a more fun in medicine, practicing medicine today than I ever did as a regular physician. People leave my office with a smile and they get better. It's wonderful to get up in the morning and do this kind of medicine because people get better. When you practice conventional medicine, you know, you prescribe things to people that they don't know why you're prescribing it even. If I have low blood pressure, if I have blood pressures that are just borderline and I'm giving them medication, I'm more likely to cause all kinds of problems without them getting a real benefit. The benefit may accrue way, way, way in the future, but all they see is the side effects. I don't see side effects. I see benefits. This is a wonderful world.
Yes.
Holistic medicine world.
You've said that very well, by the way. I don't think I've ever heard anyone describe it that well. And it is fun. It is fun.
People get better. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
So anyway, pulse magnetic fields are the way I describe it. You know, the reason I made that point about holistic medicine is that while we use supplements all the time and we do all these lifestyle changes, they're not enough. They're necessary, but they're not sufficient. So the metaphor is that you're building a house. In order to build a house, you have to have bricks and mortar. Not only do you have to have bricks and mortar, you have to have a plan. You have to have workers, and you have to have tools. Now, you could either use hand tools, which is the regular things that you would do to build a house, or you could use power tools. Power tools will get the job done faster. But if you have power tools, you need to bring power to the house, to the project. And that's what PEMFs do. They're the power tools that bring the power to the project. The project happens faster, better, and is more likely to succeed in whatever time you have to do the work that needs to be done. So that's what magnetic field, pulsed electromagnetic fields are, is they're the power tools for your health. They amplify or add to everything else you're doing. You can't repair something that has no capacity or chance to repair. That's why I say magnetic fields don't raise the dead.
Yes.
Right? So, but if you don't have adequate nutrition, then you're not going to have the underlying bricks and mortar to be able to complete the job. Because how can you build a wall if you don't have bricks and mortar?
Good metaphor. Really,
right?
Good.
So all of that works together. In fact, actually, I should say that pulsed magnetic field therapy has actually been approved by the FDA to heal fractures. So fractures that don't unite, that don't heal, are called non-union fractures. And maybe something like 1% or 2% of fractures don't heal. And some fractures are more prone to this than others. Well, the government approved devices to heal these non-unions when otherwise they would have had to have surgeries, which usually fail. They would have had to have other invasive approaches to dealing with them. But they discovered that magnetic fields actually reinvigorate the natural healing process, the point that we were making earlier. They kickstart the natural healing process that got stuck, that didn't finish the job of healing that fracture. And usually within 6 months to a year, that fracture is healed non-invasively, safely, without toxicity. You know, you don't have to cut into the body. And bingo, it's healed. Now, I have to say that the magnetic therapies that we're using, that I'm using, or that I advocate for people, are not FDA approved, most of them, but they don't need to be, because the FDA recently took a position that as long as their wellness devices are used for wellness purposes, they don't need to be FDA approved. And doctors hide behind that shield, that barrier, that wall, if you will, that, well, if it's not FDA approved, I'm not interested. So again, they're denying themselves and their patients the capacity to have a tool that is amazing in terms of healing and regeneration.
That's interesting. That's something new. I did not know that the wellness devices do not need approval.
Correct. You do not have to apply to the FDA. In fact, they'll tell you you don't need to apply.
Yes, that's fascinating, because the FDA approval stamp is something people really, as you said, hide behind. And I always get annoyed, if I might say that, when somebody says there's no FDA approval for supplements, and I correct them. There is. They are regulated, not as medicines, but as foods. But what I'm hearing you saying is that they don't need to regulate wellness devices.
Correct. As long as the companies that sell these devices, like nutritional products, you can say certain things about what they do. But you can't make claims that they cure a disease.
Correct.
Right? That's the primary restriction that you have. Although a friend of mine actually told me that the government doesn't really even care. The government considers pulsed electromagnetic field devices to be safe, which is one of the reasons they have very little interest in them.
So they had this high degree of safety.
Very high degree of safety. And I have some discussion about that in my upcoming book. You can almost do no harm with magnetic field therapies. Now, obviously, you have to avoid magnetic fields if you're pregnant, because we don't have proof that it's safe. Although women work in MRI environments who are pregnant. They don't have to quit their jobs. They don't get put on isolation or whatever from the magnetic fields. And there have been no problems really identified, even in those women in those very high-intensity magnetic field environments.
Well, what fascinates me is that the use of the pulsed electromagnetic field sets things right. It seems to reset cells that I referred to earlier are in that cell danger response, or as you referred to as sick, not working well. And that's what I find fascinating, that the body knows what to do with the electromagnetic pulse.
And more importantly, healthy cells don't care.
Yes, this is like an adaptogen.
It really is. It exactly is. It's like an adaptogen. I mean, there's plenty of research that shows pulsed electromagnetic fields do not affect healthy cells. What healthy cells do is they notice that it's there. And they say, oh, that's interesting. and then they go on about their business. So it's like a goat or a cow feeding, and they hear a noise. They look up, and, oh, well, there's nothing there, and go back to eating.
Fascinating. Can you describe, since we're on the radio, what the equipment looks like and what a treatment may look like?
Well, if listeners are interested, let me point you to my website. Dr. Pawluk, D-R-P-A-W-L-U-K, drpawluk.com. There's a whole section in there on education. And if you browse products, you'll see all kinds of different devices that are available. And they have different configurations, so it's really hard to describe them. There are small machines. There are whole-body machines. There are very elaborate machines. So it's not one type of machine. Now, what happens is there are people in the community that are selling devices, that are promoting them and saying, mine is the best of all, et cetera, which is not true. And one of the reasons I have so many different devices on my website, there is no such thing as one size fits all. As there's a range of prices for magnetic devices from upwards of $20,000 down to about $300, $350. So there's a range. And that range, you need that range in a sense because each device does something slightly different than the others, A and B. Different problems need different types of magnetic field intensities. So you have to have the ability to choose the right device for your situation, for your needs, so that you get the best results.
That is interesting. So the machines differ, and evidently as the price goes up, it is probably associated with complexity in the machine?
Complexity or intensity.
Intensity. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you have to generate, you have to use an electrical apparatus that takes power from the wall, typically, has to convert it into a specific kind of electrical field that then passes through coils or wires, usually copper, and then they generate the magnetic field. So you can have very complex configurations of magnetic fields, or you get very simple ones. There is one, in fact, that I do use at the high cost level that's used typically in the practice setting. That actually can cause muscle contractions.
Ah.
So that one is very high intensity, and there are devices that are now FDA approved for treating what they call treatment-resistant depression that they apply to the brain at extremely high intensities. They can apply it to the point where you can actually get a contraction of a muscle in the hand because of stimulating what we call the motor cortex, that part of the brain that controls muscle function.
Uh-huh.
They can be strong enough to do that, to cause a muscle to contract in the hand, even though you're stimulating the brain. So they're that strong, but they still don't do any harm.
This is so fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I want to repeat that your website is drpawluk.com, drpawluk.com. So these are machines that can be used in professional offices and at home.
Yes, and my emphasis primarily in the work that I do is primarily to get people to treat themselves. Originally as a primary care physician and now as a holistic physician, I want you to be your own doctor. I want you to treat yourself. I tell my patients all the time, I'm not your doctor. You're your own doctor. I'm your consultant. I'm going to teach you how to take care of yourself. And so what we're doing then is try to get people to own magnetic therapy devices so that they can treat themselves instead of having to go somewhere, several times a week even, or whatever, you treat yourself at home. And then I also say that if you buy one of these magnetic systems, you don't own it. The house owns it. Including the dog, the cat, and the plants. In other words, everybody in that household can benefit from it. Well, and I say plants, and people laugh at that or smirk at that. And I say, well, you take the water that you're drinking or the water that you're using to water your plants, put it on the magnetic system, and then water the plants with that water. What we found, research has shown, that seeds grown in settings where you treat them with magnetically treated water grow better, almost double the growth of plants that don't get the magnetically treated water.
Wow.
So yes. It doesn't matter whether you're a plant or a human. You're still going to get a benefit. In fact, I have two Westies that fight over the magnetic pad that my wife uses.
You know, this is interesting because there has been a body of literature, and I don't think I'm telling you anything new, about changing the quality of water using energy. So I find this extremely fascinating. So,
yeah, the Emoto work and crystals are ice.
Yes,
for sure.
And it's measurable. And, you know, I'm reminded that when plants don't have life around them, they tend not to do as well. And I've noticed if I'm away from my office, my fish don't do as well, and my plants don't, even though they have what they need. It's not that the plants are dehydrated or that the fish aren't getting fed. So it's that life energy that is so important to what we often consider inanimate objects or life objects like plants that we wouldn't think would be impacted, but they are.
All biology is connected.
Absolutely. And, you know, we share a lot of DNA with plants. And I always thought that was interesting, that there had to be a connection, and it gives much more meaning to you are what you eat.
Absolutely. I mean, we are. Our body is from ashes to ashes, from dust to dust, right?
It is.
We are life. The life around us is us.
Yes. Well,
what makes us different than the life around us that way from a physical perspective and an energetic perspective is consciousness.
Yes. Well, this is such a fascinating conversation. And a reminder, if you have just tuned in with us, folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a wonderful discussion with Dr. William Pollack, who is an MD, and he includes holistic medicine in treating patients and has had much more fun, as he said, in doing this. And we're talking about pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, and we will keep that conversation going. Stay with us.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and this is a reminder to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Glenn Sabin on his successful cancer treatment story. Now, our guest today is Dr. William Pollack. He's an MD, and he is a holistic practitioner of medicine and has education in acupuncture, homeopathy, hypnosis, bodywork. And we're talking today about pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, and I want to direct you to his book called Power Tools for Health. And I really like the title. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the book? Because I think our listeners would be interested.
So, yes, the book basically is a compilation of my 25 years of experience working with pulse electromagnetic fields. I'm really considered an international expert on the topic. I'm probably one of a handful of clinicians in Europe and in the U.S. who has a broad experience with pulse magnetic fields, not just with one device, but with many, many different devices. All the devices that I've worked with, I personally have bought, used, tested on other people, and understand technically before I could even recommend them to somebody else. So because of that experience, I put all my energy into developing the website. I said, well, that's my living book, because once you publish a physical book, it's out of print. It's out of date as soon as you publish it, actually even before
right,
it's published.
Right,
right. Right? So I said, well, I'm not going to put my energy into something that's already dead before it's released. But then people started encouraging me, and they said, well, there are many, many people who prefer print as opposed to websites. And I tend to be that way, too. I would prefer the linearity of a book where you can go through pages, you can skip paragraphs, and for me, it's easier to read a book than it is to read a website page.
Yes.
So there are various limitations to having websites. So the book then, Power Tools for Health, describes how magnetic fields work, what the science is. It describes how they affect the body. So they affect the body in such basic ways that it doesn't matter what the health condition is. These particular effects of magnetic fields apply to all biology, apply to almost every different health condition that you can think of, and cross diseases. We tend to think in terms of, if you got this disease, do this treatment. If you have that disease, you do that treatment. You know, one pill for every disease kind of thing.
Right.
So if you understand how they affect the body at a very basic way, then you begin to use that knowledge and transform it. And this is the way I work, is to transform it to a condition. So I'll take a condition like diabetes. So what constitutes diabetes? How do you classify it? What's the damage in the body from diabetes? How can you fix it? How can magnetic fields, what are they going to affect in that body to improve the diabetic state?
Yes.
So we go through all that. Then there's a huge section of over 50 health conditions that magnetic fields have supported research for, including things like cancer, cataracts, fibromyalgia, various heart conditions, hepatitis, liver regeneration. If you cut out part of a liver, if people who donate a liver or part of their liver to somebody else, they need to regenerate the liver, the part of the liver that's left.
Yes.
Well, actually, it helps the liver to regenerate.
Certainly, that would make sense.
Right.
Yes, it does. If it's going to heal tissues and help fractures heal more rapidly, which, is, as you said, is FDA approved, it's got to help regeneration of an organ, especially the liver.
A liver, yes. And one of the most common uses for pulse magnetic fields is pain management. And the good thing about PEMFs for pain is that not only does it reduce the pain itself, but it also actually helps to heal the cause of the problem.
Uh-huh.
So, and most pain management today that we use in medicine today even in holistic medicine, I'm very limited in terms of what I can do to manage pain. There are very few pain medications in holistic medicine that actually dull the pain. Most are used to actually decrease inflammation. And one of the key benefits of pulse magnetic fields is to reduce inflammation. But it goes beyond that. So, for example, they did studies in guinea pigs where they discovered that 100% of guinea pigs get arthritis. And, of course, they have pain.
Yes.
So what they did is they took a group of guinea pigs and they put them on a magnetic pad, electromagnetic pad, and another group of guinea pigs that were left to their own devices to live naturally. And when they died, they did autopsies, and they discovered that the guinea pigs on the magnetic therapy were actually healing their arthritis. They were regenerating cartilage. They were reducing the bone spurs around the joint. They were decreasing the inflammation around the joint, the thickness, the swelling of the tissues, the synovial swelling. All of that was improved in the guinea pigs with magnetic field therapy. So the same thing can conceivably happen in humans. It's just that guinea pigs have 40 times faster metabolism than humans do.
So they're hypermetabolic.
They're hypermetabolic. And as a result, they will heal a lot faster. So a human will take a lot longer to heal an arthritis process than a guinea pig would. But that's a good example of pain management is one of the key ways that pulse magnetic fields work. And I see story after story after story. People will never give up their magnetic field devices. I asked people, would you give it back to me? He said, never.
I'm sure. This is very exciting. This is very exciting. And no wonder your patients smile. Tell us a little bit more about using it for general health maintenance and improvement.
Well, if you go back to the basic concepts that I told you about, all of the regeneration aspect of it, the inflammation reduction, let's say, what is aging? Aging basically happens not only because genetics ages us. In other words, our genes stop repairing as well. But aging also happens because of the toxic burdens that we have in our bodies, the illnesses that we've had in our lifetime, the abuse that we've had for various reasons, including diet, lack of exercise, bad attitudes, depression, lack of sleep. All that causes accelerated aging. But if you gave the body a stimulus, an energetic stimulus that you can sleep on, a whole body system that you can actually sleep on or lay on, treat the entire body at least once a day, what are you doing? You're waking up all the cells all at one time. Let me give you a metaphor. How many cells do we have in our bodies?
110 million?
100 trillion.
100 trillion, okay.
I'm
way
trillion.
Off. Close
a huge
to,
number of cells.
Bigger than the national debt, right?
Yes, exactly. That's our own personal debt. 100 trillion cells that got to be fed every day. Are nourished. So if you have 100 trillion cells in your body and your left little toe decides to get a hangnail, how many cells have to be damaged before you even notice that you're getting a hangnail?
Interesting. I do not know, but I know you know the answer.
Well, I'm guessing. Because I haven't measured it, but I'm guessing that it's got to be millions of cells before you even notice that you're
Certainly.
Getting a hangnail, right?
Right.
Now, if you're doing magnetic field therapy on a regular basis, and those cells that you were describing as being damaged, they're sort of already beginning to show the effects of cell aging or cell injury, if you're giving them energy before they get to a point where they're irrevivable, they're not revivable, then what happens? You heal the problem before it even becomes noticeable. So you're healing always under the level of your perception because you can't feel an individual cell. Your brain can't discern an individual cell. When there are 100 trillion, the body has to decide what it's going to listen to. But if you're doing magnetic field therapy all the time, then they never get to a point unless you drop a brick on your toe. They never get to a point where you're going to notice it. It's taking care of business before you even notice it. That's anti-aging.
It certainly is. And you could measure those telomeres and probably see the results before and after. And I am just putting that out there. I don't have, it's just intuitive that we might be actually able to change the telomeres.
I believe you can. And I actually tried to find research to support that idea for magnetic fields. There is research to support it with other kinds of stimulation. Actually, there's very little because the telomere concept and research on it is very immature. It's very early.
Yes, it is. And apoptosis was better understood. And looking at apoptosis, programmed cell death, I think the telomeres were discovered, and they misunderstood it at first. Now, that might have been back in the 80s or 90s. So we have come a long way, but it is exciting. And we are going to continue this conversation. For those who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I co-host this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Glenn Sabin and his successful cancer treatment story. Now, our guest today has been Dr. William Pawlik. He's an MD and practices holistic medicine. We've been talking about Power Tools for Health, his book, and the book is about pulsed electromagnetic field therapy. So let's carry on the conversation with our listeners, Dr. Pawlik.
Yes, thank you, Dana. Now, we left off by talking about the sections of the book and what they could be used for, including pain management. I should reference the other two sections of the book, which are, I think, critical because of my experience with magnetic fields, and that is how to select a pulse magnetic field system. So when people contact us at drpollock.com, we get a story from them, a history, and then we say, well, this is probably the system that's going to work best for you, understanding that there are different systems and they do different things. So this section, then, is if you're trying to make your own choice, you go on the Internet and you want to find a system, you're making your own choice, how do you pick a magnetic system? And we'll try to dispense with the confusion that may be out there. The last section of the book has to do with how do you use it? So once you have your own PEMF system, how do you use it? In fact, that section is actually pretty good in combined with the former section, section four, which is how do you pick a magnetic system? Because once you understand how to use it, you'll have a better sense of which system would work best for you.
Excellent.
Right, and then you go back to other possible uses for pulse magnetic fields. And one of the questions you had asked in the break is, what about cancer? And I basically tell people that magnetic field therapy can be very useful for cancer. Most research does not show that it actually causes any problems in generating cancer and causing cancer. But it's not actually a cure for cancer either. So nobody should expect that it's actually going to take your cancer if you're stage four, that you're going to be cured. I have a number of patients who are stage four who were not expected to live a year, lived 4 years comfortably. Now, on the other hand, there's research to support the fact that magnetic field therapy combined with chemotherapy actually makes the chemotherapy even better by almost 50% better cure rates, better action in the body, and decreased side effects from the chemo.
Excellent. And isn't that what oncologists are interested in for their patients? Is limiting side effects so the patients can endure and benefit from the treatment.
Not in your life. Not in your lifetime. I have talked to oncologists. In fact, actually, there was an oncologist who did one of the original studies that showed that magnetic field therapy improves the kill rates in the cancer cell, the cancer treatment. But oncologists have no interest. You know what's a PhD?
What?
Piled higher and deeper.
Well,
so they want PhD level studies. They want more evidence than you could ever want. And even then, they probably still wouldn't accept it if it wasn't done by one of their oncologists.
Well, I do know that there are some, at least in our area, oncologists who are starting to use supplements. It certainly is a bit of a day late and a dollar short, but they are becoming acutely aware of the impact of most chemo treatments and certainly radiation on nutrition and health status. But as you say, the interest is minimal, because if it's not taught in your education, what is the message? It's not important.
It's not even not taught. It's just that, it's like nutrition. I find this with doctors in general. They're not interested because it's nutrition. And they're not trained in nutrition, and they have no interest in going out and getting trained in nutrition. So they would just as soon ignore it or tell people don't take it, because then if you do take it and you have a side effect, I have to find out about it, and I don't want to do that.
It's a new language, and let's face it, everybody comes out of medical school speaking a similar language, and then those that are more open-minded learn other languages, and sometimes I hear criticism of my medical colleagues saying they jumped off a cliff. Well, you don't unlearn English when you learn Spanish. You add it, and I say the holistic provider who's an MD now has many toolboxes.
And unfortunately, more and more are doing this. When I did my acupuncture training, there were 300 doctors in the U.S. who had learned acupuncture. Now there are well over 3,000. So it is, the environment is changing on that side of the equation. Among the specialists, it's less so.
Yes.
But, it's very hard for doctors these days. They're demoralized as it is, because people come with their encyclopedias to their offices and ask them a ton of questions that they found on the Internet. And they don't know how to deal with this. They don't have the time to deal with it. They don't have the education or the knowledge to deal with it. They would just as soon ignore it.
You're right. And we've geared medical treatments to pieces, like putting together a car and treating people in pieces, and each specialist has the piece that they deal with. So
and we rely on that. I mean, I want my, you know, my cancer doctor. I think they have a role and a place for sure. So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
And people in holistic medicine can do that. You make an excellent point. And when I see patients, they have to have a primary care physician. And if they've got a neurological problem, immunological, infectious, I insist that they be under the care of a specialist as well, because I'm complementing that. And so that workup needs to be done. Somebody walks in with 10 years of headaches and they haven't seen any doctor. That's not going to fly. So
that's a problem. Yes.
Yes. So we've talked a lot about what this does and the machine, and you've given us your website, which is drpawluk.com, drpawluk.com, and your book, Power Tools for Health. I think that's important. Can you give an overview of the machine, the treatments, something people can walk away with?
Yes. Some of these machines are basically local. In other words, you just treat a shoulder. If you've got a shoulder problem, a frozen shoulder, just do a local machine. But if you want a health maintenance, you need a whole body system. And most whole body systems have both a small pillow applicator and a whole body applicator. So I personally recommend people using whole body machines as much as possible because you get the health maintenance benefits from it.
Yes.
And then treatment, the thing with treatment with PEMFs is health maintenance is a daily activity. It's not a once a week activity. And so people often, what they do is a lot of expectations are that I'm going to come into the doctor, I'm going to get a treatment, and I'm done.
Yes.
Right? If you have spinal stenosis, you're not going to be done with one treatment. In fact, you'll probably never be done. Can we ever reverse your spinal stenosis? I really can't say that we can. So, A, you should own your own system. B, you have to think of it as something that you're going to be using for all kinds of issues for the rest of your life. So you get the benefit of it. You make that one-time purchase. It's an investment, but it's an investment for your life.
How fascinating. And it does make sense. And I imagine most people will start out with something small, particularly if it's, as you said, a shoulder pain, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, et cetera.
That's what typically happens. They'll buy something small or something they can rent, and then try it out, and then move on to something else. And I sometimes will recommend two different systems, depending on what people are using and what they have or what their needs are, or if they certainly can't afford a bigger, more elaborate system, then they can use two smaller systems to combine for different issues.
Okay. Well, I must say we've had an interesting time, and I want to thank you, Dr. Pawluk, for being with us. We certainly need to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I would look forward to it.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.